Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of January 2025 even. Hope you're well, hope you're having a great week. I for one, I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Admittedly, I am on call this weekend, but I'm really looking forward to hitting the allotment. I love my allotment, as I'm sure you know, and I haven't really been able to get down the allotment in the evenings as of yet. Now, I usually like to go to the allotment on the way home from work when it is light. And I find that a great way of just being able to keep on top of things like weeding and watering, because I just spend a few minutes every day there. And because I'm doing it regularly, we get into that little and often mode. And I keep on top of it because it is just so, so much easier by doing that. And one of the other disadvantages at the moment is because it's dark when I come home from work. I think it makes me more tired. And so, yeah, really, I'm looking forward to lighter evenings. And they are coming. They're slowly getting lighter as the days go by. Now, my plans for the weekend, as you know, on the Thursday, I like to share my plans for the weekend because that might just help give you a few ideas of what you can do in your own allotment or your own garden. And my plans are this weekend, I want to go down the allotment quite early on Saturday morning. As I've said, I'm on call, but I really want to just do a few bits on the allotment Saturday morning. One particular area that I'm going to concentrate on is my raspberry bit, where I just want to basically, I've already pruned the raspberries, but I just want to clear away all the couch grass and give it a good tidy up and get rid of any weeds. And then tidy up my hazel sticks that are roughly in that similar sort of area. That should then mean that it just looks a little bit better. And basically means the top half of the allotment, I'm pretty much there with for the growing season. What I'm doing at the moment is I'm spending, because I can only visit on the weekends, I'm spending one weekend on the top half of the allotment, the other weekend on the second half of the allotment, and that seems to be working quite well. Just concentrating my efforts in certain areas rather than trying to rush around and do more and more jobs than what I have time for. But like I said, it seems to be paying off because I can't think of much more I need to do on that top half of the allotment just yet. Would be nice to cut the grass, but I might be able to get it. I don't know. We will see. We will see. Now, the reason that I want to go down the allotment early is because I want to do more in my home plot. I've been doing a bit more in the home plot on the weekend as well, of course. But because I'm doing more in the allotment, when I get back, it's have lunch, and then it's a rush to try and beat the dark weather. So what I want to do on the home plot, so I've been concentrating, my home plot I feel is much more scruffy than the allotment, and it shouldn't be, it should be the other way around if anything. What I've been concentrating on lately is the greenhouse area and the chicken area, and I've tidied that up quite a bit. I've cleared away some of the roots, some of the waste stuff that we've had there, cleared away to give the chickens a bit more room. There's two trees that I'm slowly trying to remove. I might cut those down with a chainsaw a little bit and see if that gets us into a better position. But I think what I might start doing on Saturday then is moving out into the main beds, my large beds, and just clear away some of the weeds, tidy them all up, make it all look a lot better. We've got some cabbages and cauliflowers that could do with being planted, I guess, but they will need protection, so we might get those planted. These are young plants, but they are going to provide us with some spring summer cabbages and cauliflowers. So yeah, basically it's just a general all-round tidy up, and we should be good for the growing season. It's all about at the moment these infrastructure jobs, as I said on Monday's podcast, just trying to get us ready for the growing season and make sure that we're in a good position to really grow lots of food. Now, talking of growing food, today is the day that we sow our rhubarb seeds. Obviously, I don't know if you've sown yours already. You might not have done. You might have done. I set them out on a date to basically make content with for you guys, but we've set that it for today is rhubarb, and this variety is champagne. Now, I always like to grow rhubarb from seed. It's our seed of the month, as you've probably heard on the podcast. And I love growing rhubarb from seed. I don't know why. There's just something I really enjoy about it. It's so easy to grow from seed. You just take a seed, dip it into 1 centimetre of compost. I use plug plants, pull it into a heated propagator and wait for them to germinate. And then we grow them on throughout the season. It's really, really easy. And I grow it every year because I do like different rhubarbs, and it's a good way to experiment with different types of rhubarb without costing a fortune. But any rhubarb plants that I have extra, I actually donate to charity. So there's plenty of things that we do with excess seedlings. Now, what I've done, and I've got this quite good now, what I do to sow these is I fill up a plug plant trainer with multi-purpose compost. And I then bring that indoors, put it in a heated propagator, which I did last night. And then this morning I got up, I dibbed a hole about 1 centimetre deep in every single plug plant. I then popped in a single seed in each plug plant, covered it over with more compost, and then placed that in my heated propagator where we wait for them to germinate. Now, germination will probably take a week, maybe two. Once they're germinated, we'll then move them to where they get plenty of light, still keeping them indoors. We just wait for them to grow and grow. Gradually, we'll take them off the heat. We won't move them outside just yet. They're going to be a little bit too young. They might go in the greenhouse by about mid-March. But what we're going to do in the meantime is just make sure that they are potted up as they run out of room. As the roots start coming out the bottom, we give them a bit more space. Doesn't mean we end up with lots of pots of rhubarb, but I don't mind that. As I said, I like rhubarb. Eventually, they will need to be in quite large pots. As I said, by about mid-March, they will probably be in the greenhouse. And in the meantime, what we're going to do is prepare the beds where they are to grow. So we just make sure we've added plenty of organic compost. Manure, well-rotted manure, well-rotted compost, that's the word I was looking for. Well-rotted manure, well-rotted compost. We add plenty of that to the beds where they are to grow. Give it a good mulch. Make sure there's plenty of good nutrition in the soil. The rhubarb is quite hungry, so good compost is a must. And obviously, clear any weeds. And then when we plant the rhubarb, we just got to make sure the bed stays moist. Not waterlogged, of course, but the bed stays moist. Now, the plant itself, rhubarb, is a broad-leafed plant. It does love sun. It does love lots of sun. But it can actually grow quite well in shade. That's why it's broad-leafed. It may not produce as well, but it can do quite well in the shade. So whatever your soil you've got, you can grow rhubarb pretty much anyway. You don't even have to grow it in the ground. I know some people that grow rhubarb in those large rubber trucks. It is a large plant. That's the only thing to bear in mind. It is a large plant. But with a couple of plants, you will get all the rhubarb you will ever need, which in my mind makes it well worth growing. Now, rhubarb is a perennial, so it'll come back every year. What I like to do is I plant it in, let's say we sow it this year, we plant it out later on in the year. I won't harvest any rhubarb from it this year. But next year will be fine, but it will die back over the winter. I do like to give it a good mulch with compost as we go into the winter. If you haven't got compost, then leaves or straw or anything just to protect those roots will be fine. And then it will bounce back in the spring. Mine's already started bouncing back outside, so we're going to get some rhubarb quite soon. And once we're about April, we can start harvesting the rhubarb stems once they come away from the plant easily, and they are the best tasting rhubarb you will ever eat. Now, if you want to be clever with rhubarb, you could stick a bin over the rhubarb around this sort of time, something that blocks out light, and force the rhubarb to get some really nice pink sweet stems. So worth it. It means you can't harvest any more rhubarb from that plant because it really does sap the energy, but you end up with some beautiful tasting rhubarb. Go give it a go and let me know how you get on and what you do with your excess plants. You should get about 9 or 10 plants out of these, which I think will give you more than enough rhubarb. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight, and I will be back with you on Sunday. We've got a live stream on Sunday night as well on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.